It's winner-take-all time in the NBA and NHL, and FanDuel's giving you a shot to bring home a big win of your own. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets with any winning $5 bet. That's $150 to bet on spreads, money lines, player props, and more. Visit FanDuel.com/sportsfan and make every playoff shot count. FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
If you're like me, you have way too many domains that you have registered but never put to use. It's almost embarrassing. I was looking through my different registry accounts and I was like, man, I've got domains that I registered, you know, way back in 2008, that I thought were just, you know, really valuable. Like I had an idea for a project and never really made the project, but I also just never stopped paying for that domain every single year. And so I don't know, I need to do some cleanup at some point. But unlike me, the listener you're going to hear from today, they've got a highly valuable one on their hands. I don't think any of mine are worth a lot of money, but they've got a very valuable domain that they registered at some point, and they have an offer for it. Also, which is pretty cool. So should they cash out to the highest bidder or hold out for a better offer? Okay, that's what they're wondering. You know, should I sell this valuable domain name or do I just kind of wait and maybe I'll get more money later? Or maybe I won't. I mean, that's the dilemma, right? Like, how do you know when the right time is to move on from something like this? So their question and my answer coming up in this short action-packed episode. First, a quick message on behalf of our sponsor.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
Hi, Chris. This is Jim, and I just started listening to the show, really enjoying the stories and helpful content. I have a domain name that's only 5 letters long. I don't want to say what it is, but it's pretty good. Not amazing, but pretty good. I've never turned it into a website, but I also haven't let it go. Every year, I happily pay that $12 renewal fee. Now I'm thinking it's time to cash in. Through a broker, I'm pretty sure I can earn at least $5,000 for the domain, and maybe more. But am I selling myself short? What if Facebook decides to rename themselves again and they use my domain for just $5,000? Okay, that probably won't happen, but the question remains, should I hold or fold? Thanks for your help.
Awesome. So first of all, congratulations on being in a great place of having this asset. That is exactly what it sounds like it is. It sounds like an asset. I don't think I have any domain that's worth $1,000, at least one that I would sell, let's say. Let alone $5,000. So, you know, also, as for Facebook deciding to rename themselves, too bad you didn't have metaverse.com, you know, when Facebook rebranded. They're probably not going to do that again for a while. So I tend to think here, you know, there's not a wrong or right answer, but I tend to think if you can get $5,000, you know, you just have to decide, would you rather have that money now or potentially a lot more later if a better opportunity comes along, while recognizing that you get nothing if you hold out and a better offer never arrives. My inclination is to say, like, if you're not using this domain, you don't have a real plan for it, it's clearly worth something, but it might not be worth like a huge amount of money, but you can get some real money for it now, I would take it. Okay. My advice, basically not knowing anything else, and also our listener didn't want to disclose what the domain was, my advice would be to take it. So good luck. Let us know how it goes. Or if you do decide to hold out and you do end up selling it for $1 million, let us know that as well. And listeners, if you've got a question or something you're trying to figure out, sidehustleschool.com/questions. I'd love to know what you're working on, some ideas you have, what you're struggling with, how we can help you create more money without quitting your job, by using the skills you already have and without going into debt. That is our mission here. I've got a new episode for you with that in mind coming up every single day, including tomorrow. All right, that's it for now. My name's Chris Guillebeau. This is Side Hustle School.
From the Onward Project.